வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of April, 1974, in Bombay, India.
ரகுநாதம் சதீவம்.
From which, Giriraj? Which slope? 19?
No, 23.
Bahuvatra netram, mahabaho bahubahu rupadam. Bahu udaram, bahu dantra, dhramsta karalam, drashta aloka pravatiri tatha. All are getting frightened of you, including myself.
Yeah, the thing is that bahu vaktram, bahu udaram.
Many, many.
That means bahu person, many person, all person. What is that?
Rupam, form.
Form. First thing is form. Although virat. But it includes so many forms.
Yes.
Then?
Mahat, very great. Te, of you. Bahu, many. Vaktra, faces. Netram, eyes. Mahabaho, almighty armed one. Bahu, many. Bahu, arms.
Repeating, many. The same formula. Ekam Bhosha.
Bhosha.
Yes.
Bhosha.
Then?
Uru, thighs, padam, legs. Bahu udaram, many bellies. Bahu damstra,
personal form. Damstra karalam.
Many teeth, kalalam, horrible. Drishva, seeing. Loka, all the planets. Vayavtita, perturbed. Tata, similarly. Aham, I. Translation. O mighty armed one, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your many faces, eyes, arms, bellies, and legs, and your terrible teeth. And as they are disturbed, so am I.
Kalarup, Kalarup. This is called Kalarup.
Kaloham,
Then, yes,
sir. Navastrasham deeptam anekavarnam, vyatta ananam deepta vishalanekram. Drashvahi tvam pravita antaratma rutim navindani samam charishma.
Navhas prisham, touching the sky. Deeptam, glowing. Aneka, many. Varnam, color. Vyata, open. Ananam, mouth. Deepta, glowing. Vishala, very great. Netram, eyes. Drit, by seeing. He, certainly. Twam, you. Pravyatita, perturbed. Anta, within. Atma, soul. Dhritim, steadiness. Na, no. Vindami, have, and have. Shamam, mental tranquility. Cha, also. Vishnu, O Lord Vishnu.
At the same time, all the gods are saying the same thing.
Vishnu, this word has been used, all-pervading. All-pervading form. It does not mean that because all-pervading, there is no form. Form is there, always.
Shall I go in?
Yes.
Dramsta karalani chate mukhani drashta eva kala analasam nimami disho na jane cha labe cha sarma prasida devesha jagam nirasa.
Yes.
Dhamstra, teeth, karalani, like that. Cha, also, te, your. Mukhani, faces. Drishtva, seeing. Eva, thus. Kalanala, the fire of death, as if blazing. Disha, directions. na jane, do not know, na labhe, nor obtain, sharma, and grace, prasida, be pleased, devasa, O Lord of all lords, jagannivasa, refuge of the world. Translation. O Lord of lords, O refuge of the worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance seeing your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions I am bewildered.
Yes. There is no comment. Ami chatvam dhutarashtasya putra sarve saheva avnipala sangai vishma drona sut putra sathasau sahasmadiyai api yodamukhyai Vatrani te tvara mana vishanti dhamstakala nicha bayanikani.
Earth and pala means
protectors.
Kings.
Protectors. Avni pala is a king.
Rajapal. This black.
Rajapal. Our Rajapal Giri.
Sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings, and Bhishma, Drona, and Karna, and all our soldiers are rushing into your mouth, heads smashed by your fearful teeth. I see that some are being crushed between your teeth as well.
They're entering into the mouth of the Kala, just like insects. Pat, 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 pat. Although, during their lifetime, they're very, very big leaders. But they are entering into the mouth of the Kala, just like insects and flies. Plans, but there is no plan. How to stop
death?
Yes.
Final.
Now how to stop this forceful entering into the mouth of the Kala? That's like a very good example. There is fire and all the insects and flies. Fire. Attracted by the beauty. Similarly, all these big leaders being attracted. Bahirathamani. They have been disguised in Bhagavad. Bahirathamani. They are thinking this beautiful nature as everything. That is not.
I see all people rushing with full speed into your mouths as moths dash into a blazing fire.
Not only the patient, but the doctors also.
No, they help him.
Don't
put
think
that thing in.
Doctors will be excused.
No, they are pushing them in. Like
that is not
fire
possible.
Stroking the fire. Shall I read further?
Yes.
Akhya he make
vidavivam, drute pitvam.
He was thinking,
if I don't fight, they will leave.
Yes.
already, they are already killed.
Already planned. So, even if you don't kill, it is there
already. Killed.
Vam, you, na, never, bhavishyanti, will be, sarve, all, ye, who, avastita, situated, pratyanikeshu, on the opposite side, yodha, the soldier. Translation. The Blessed Lord said, time I am, destroyer of the worlds, and I have come to engage all people, with the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain.
Shall I read further, sir?
Yes.
Do you want to come?
The process is going on, although we have got so many plans to save. Yes. Nobody can be saved. The destination, the mutya bhutya praliyate, that will go on. Simply, vitarago bhaya krodha, manmaya, mama pasita, they will be saved. Otherwise, I'll finish.
Translation. Therefore, get up and prepare to fight. After conquering your enemies, you will enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyaschin, can be but an instrument in the fight.
So, this is a very important verse, that by Kala, by time, due course of time, everything will be destroyed. So our duty is
fall in line with him, with his wish.
Yeah.
Fall in line with his wish.
He who says, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sarvam, manmana bhava, this is our duty. Not that, I've got that duty will not save you. They will be destroyed. Dehapatta kalatradi, this is explained in Bhagavad. Dehapatta kalatradishu, atmasanneshu, asasu api, pramatta tassa nidhanam Pasharnabhi Napasati. There we are attached. Deha, this body. Apatta, children. Deha apatta, kalatradi.
Wife.
Kala, because we increase through the wife, kalatradi. Deha apatta, kalatradi su. Atma sannesu. We are thinking that they are my soldiers. They will save me from the clutches of death. Deha apatta, kalatradi su. Atma asasu. They are not permanent. So, although they are not permanent, they will be killed. I am thinking they will save me, my soldiers. So, pramata, this thought comes on account of becoming pramata. Prakishti rupena matya, mad. Pramatya, tasya nidhanam. The plan is everyone will be destroyed. Tasya nidhanam, pasyan api na pasyati. Although he has got experience.
They don't see.
That so many relatives, so many friends, so many family men, they have all died. They could not save me. And what these, my wife, children and others will save me. But because it's pramata, pasyana bina pasyati,
even though he sees, he does not see.
He does not see.
Shall I go ahead, sir?
Yes.
Dronam cha bhishmam cha jaya drashti.
This is the thing. To kill Drona, Bhishma, that teacher.
Yes.
But it is duty Krishna wanted. Because they are on the wrong side. They must be killed. That was Krishna's desire. So he should execute. Jaya.
The Blessed Lord said, all the great warriors, Drona, Bhishma, Jayadrata, Karna, are already destroyed. Simply fight and you will vanquish your enemy.
Sir, this is our duty. Just like in this particular case about our Krishna consciousness movement, that so many people are giving me the credit. Actually,
credit
I have no credit. It is already desired, or it is already planned, that this time in Western countries, this Sankirtan movement. So, it is our duty. Similarly, our only duty is to carry out the order of the Supreme. Other things is already done by him. So if we abide by the orders of the Supreme, then we get the credit. We should know that. Our only thing is to abide by the... That is another place Bhagavad Gita is explained. Buddhi Bahusaka Anantasta Buddhi Bhavasaka. So, those who are Bhagavad-gita, Nishyatmika Buddhi, their duty is to carry out the order of the Supreme. And the Supreme is giving order in two ways, as Chaitya Guru from within and as spiritual master, inside and outside.
Consult your Atma within in action.
Therefore, to receive the order of Krishna, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchet, one should approach the bona fide representative of Krishna and take order from him what to do. And that is his only duty. That is his only duty. Otherwise, he will manufacture so many duties that will not be helpful to him. That nishchayatka buddhi, that has been very nicely explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that whatever order I receive from my guru, that is my life and soul. I don't mind whether I will be liberated or not, whether I will be successful or not. That is not my concern. My only concern is to see whether I am actually, faithfully carrying out the order of my guru. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, these things are being explained the same way, that you do not think which is right or wrong. Simply, I have asked you to fight. You go and fight and take the victory.
Sanjaya said to Dhritarashtra, O King, after hearing these words from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arjuna trembled, fearfully offered obeisances with folded hands and began, faltering, to speak as follows.
Without seeing Vishwarupa, simply by abiding by the orders of Krishna, if we act, then there is no question of trembling.
So you must not try to see the Vishwarupa, to tremble. Arjuna Vacha.
Thane Hrushi Kesha Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prahushyan Anuranjate. So, Vachyamsi Bhitani Dishodravanti Sarve Namaskanti Kasidra.
Hrushi Kesha, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done.
Siddha, there is a Siddha Lok. They can fly from one planet to another without any machine. Siddha Sangha. The Astasiddhi Yogas, they have got natural.
All Astasiddhis they have got.
Yes. They are called Siddha, Siddha Loka.
That means they have got all the siddhis which
anyone wants to walk over the water, he requires to acquire so much mystic power. Some of the yogis, bat. You'll find one bat, Skylar, one swan. It's very easily doing.
Yes, Siddhas on the bat.
So they are trying to get that Siddha, the perfection, by so much yogic process. But another living entity, without understanding any yogic process, can do that.
Yes.
So these things are not very great gains. There are, in different planets, there are different living entities. Just like we cannot touch fire, but in the sun globe, there are also
life,
human beings. But their body is made of fire. Just like in the water, I cannot go into the water. But there are so many small pieces. They are living very nice. This we do not know. We are trying to gain success in this material activity. But by God's will, there are different living entities. They have already all these successes. So therefore, our real business is not to waste our time to get any material success. Our real business is how we shall be successful to become an obedient servant of Krishna. That is real success. Let me explain. In fact, Prahlad Maharaj was offered benediction. Now he takes benediction. So he said that what is benediction? I have seen my father was so powerful materially that even the demigods, they were threatened, frightened. So even if I get such material successes, but you can finish it within a second. So why shall I take all this benediction? Please engage me as the servant of your servant. That is my son.
Still engagement in the service of
this. This is Vaishnava Vichar.
O Great One, who stands above even Brahma, you are the original master. Why should they not offer their homage up to you, O Limitless One? O Refuge of the Universe, you are the invincible source, the cause of all causes, transcendental to this material manifestation.
Our duty is to accept the original Supreme,
Krishna,
because
he is Adikarta.
Adikarta. To offer my obeisances and surrender, why that to Krishna? Why an imitation Krishna? Why? Especially if you go to purchase some medicine, the shopkeeper may say, now here is a medicine equal to this medicine and its price is less. So no sane man will purchase. Why I shall purchase the imitation for being less price? Give me the original. Ramakrishna, it is said that at the time of death, he said to his disciples, especially to Vivekananda, that I am the same Ram, I am the same Krishna. And he took it. And he preached that this is Gadadhar Chatterjee, Ram and Krishna. That if he is referring to the original Ram and Krishna, so why not take the original Ram and Krishna? What is the proof? Simply by his words, one can accept. Just like he is taking the proof, Arjuna. Yes.
You are the original personality, the Godhead. You are the only sanctuary of this manifested cosmic world. You know everything, and you are all that is knowable. You are above the material modes, O limitless form. This whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you.
Now, instead of accepting the original, real thing, why people accept imitation? What is the reason?
If they get the three benefit much quicker by worshipping the lower god, that is what it is.
No, not lower god. Lower god, I am not speaking.
Imitation is it.
Imitation god. Lower god, demigod, that is, they are lower. That is already, I have to say, somebody says that I am the same Krishna, same Rama. Why he is accepted like that? Giving up the original Rama and Krishna. What is the reason?
The Guru Bhakti.
What is that Guru Bhakti? Guru never says that I am Rama Krishna. I am the same Rama. That is rascal. If any guru says that, then he is not Guru.
He is a rascal Guru.
He is a rascal, not Guru. Rascal cannot be Guru. He cannot add this. Then I am Daridra Narayan. Narayan cannot be Daridra. Daridra cannot be Narayan. Really, Raskin cannot be Guru, and Guru is not Raskin. So, this is a question I am inquiring from you. Why people accept this imitation?
They want to be cheated?
No, they don't want to be cheated. Of course, they are cheated. What is the psychology of accepting imitation, false god? I am asking you.
Me?
No,
I have no answer.
You, Dr. Krishna. But this is going on. Why you should imitate?
He has got the answer.
Yes.
Is there less intelligence?
He is more intelligent.
Yes, he has accepted Krishna. That is more intelligent than this rest. Yes. He has accepted the original. He is not going to accept any false imitation. Therefore, he is intelligent, more intelligent.
Air, water, and you are the moon. You are the supreme controller and the grandfather. Thus I offer my respectful obeisances unto you 1,000 times and again and yet again.
Now if we follow the footsteps of Arjuna, and we should surrender like that.
Namah, namah purastat atha purastate namo sute sarvatah eva sarva ananta viryam.
Studying Bhagavad Gita, if somebody recommends that we accept this false, then what kind of business is it? Everyone says, oh, you have studied Bhagavad Gita. What you have studied? You are attached to some false imitation. And how you have studied? Sir? Am I right, Mr. Shah?
You are always right.
No. You are not properly answering. I know that. Now.
So you come into altercation on this.
There must be Pariprasna. Pariprasna is required, but it's submissiveness with reason, not like vagabonds. No, Pariprasna must be there. Now, after reading Bhagavad Gita, if somebody says that here is an imitation god, that's all. Is that very nice thing? This should be discussed. Otherwise, if we stick to our original principle, and go on reading Bhagavad Gita 3 times a day. Yes, what is the use?
Shall I go ahead? Anantavir.
Answer.
With unanswerable bias.
Huh?
Unanswerable bias.
Huh?
I have to submit. Otherwise, you fire me unnecessarily and create trouble. And I create trouble
no,
for
no,
you.
No, I'll not vote.
You both.
We are coming to reasoning. Without professional reasoning. Either you should accept that you should not anyone recommend any imitation.
He accept what is written in the Bhagavad Gita, all right, in toto.
Therefore, if we are actually student of Bhagavad Gita, we should accept it in toto, instead of deviating from that. That is my request. We are teaching that. Why one should deviate?
Krishna is one reality. He may have many forms.
Huh?
He may have many names. Krishna is one reality. Is correct.
Yes.
He can have many names.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
See, one truth.
Bhaudha Bhaganti, that Bhaudha are mentioned.
Mentioned.
Just like Vishnu Sahasrana. That is in the Shastra. Therefore, if you take one of the names, then you have to refer to the Shastra. Not that you manufacture one. That you cannot do.
That is also man-made by sages.
Even man-made by
the
sages
in the transcendental, which one he will accept?
By the realized person.
Yes. Shastra means...
You cannot say that in this age there are no real eye persons.
Huh? No.
We come to you.
It must corroborate.
Corroborated by whom?
Corroborated by you.
Vedas only.
By you. If somebody says that I am correct, then you have to refer to the Shastra whether he is correct or wrong. Just like a medical man, there is characteristic of certain chemical that is mentioned. So when accepting some chemical, the medical man tests in his laboratory whether it is correct. Not that somebody brings some chemical, some bunch of lime, and he says it is sodium chloride or something, some chemical. It must be tested. So the testing method is mentioned there, that the avatar means, this avatar means his feature of body is this, his work is like this, he'll come and such, just like Kalki avatar.
He must have samudrik sense also.
Kalki avatar, it is mentioned in the Shastra, although he'll come after 4 lakhs of years. It is stated in the Shastra that in Sambal, in the house of Vishnu Joshi, Kalki avatar is come.
In central provinces.
Not central
Madhya provinces.
Not mentioned there. Sambal.
Northern part of India.
No, that is also not mentioned. Simply Sambal. And Bhagavat was written 5,000 years ago. And there is also mention of Lord Buddha's name. Kikiteshu Bhavishyati. Bhavishyati, this word is used in future. So this is Shastra. That even the incarnation will come 4 lakhs of years after, or 2,500 years after. Still there is mention. His feature, his work, everything is there. Why should he accept a false imitation? Unless it is corroborated by the Shastra. You cannot say everyone is realized soul because he recommends something. No. We have to corroborate. Hare Krishna. Defect of our understanding. That we accept everyone as realized soul. How is realized soul? If he is speaking something wrong, how is realized soul? Against the Shastra. That is not realized soul. Yashasya vidhimu siddhya vartati kamakale. Nasiddhim shavabhani. Shastra reference must be there.
Shastra, all the signs, symptoms and characteristics of a siddha are mentioned.
Yes.
And those characters must be there with the siddha.
Yeah, then we shall accept. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakka Tinite Kuriya. Shastra will say, and Guru will say, yes, it is rightly said. Sentient person also will accept, just like Krishna has accepted by Arjuna. Param dhāma pavittam paramam bhavān. He immediately mentioned that such authorities accept. The Shastra says, not that because Krishna was his friend, he accepted blindly. No. That is corroboration. Whether it is mentioned in the Shastra, whether other saintly persons, just like there are so many avatars, but we have got our Acharya Sampradaya, Ramanujaya, Madhyacharya, whether they are accepted. Not a third class man accepted, and it is accepted. The Acharya, Acharyaman Purusha Veda. This is the way of accepting. Everyone will create his authority, and unlimited imitation, God will come into existence, and people will be diverted from the reality. Same example. Here is an imitation medicine, very cheap, as good as the original one. Even taking it for acceptance, that it is as good as the other one, but why in the presence of the original I shall accept this imitation? What is your answer? Accepting this imitation is as good as the other, but if the other original is present, I can get it. Why shall I go to the imitation?
No, this is my understanding. You correct me. According to me, Vedas are first.
Yes.
You also say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Vedas only preach the Vedic rites. Veda means Vedans.
Vedan Sutra.
Yes, Vedan Sutra comes afterwards.
Vedan Sutra explanation are...
Is
are not Vedas?
Purana, how can it be? Well, does not
appear. That is your mistake.
Well, I am not a...
You see,
it may be a mistake.
They are supplementary to the Vedas.
Which are the agams and nigams.
Yes.
These are the agams.
This is the Mahavadi's version. They do not accept the Purana. This is Mahavadi's version.
No, Purana comes after.
But our Parampara system, Madhvacharya, he has accepted Puranas, Rama and Mahabharata as Vedic literature. So we have to follow the Acharya. Acharyavan principle. Yes. Not only Madhvacharya, all other Acharyas.
Acharyas, you see, there are all, but then they are got different.
Those no, people are calling Shankaracharya.
Those whom you call
Mayavadi.
Mayavadi. Shankaracharya following all the Brahmins of India.
Yes, but Shankaracharya accepted Bhagavad Gita.
So those then followers are not Mayavadis in
India. He commented and he accepted Krishna.
Is different, you see.
No. He has accepted Krishna. So Bhagavan Sayam Krishna. He has accepted. You have read Bhagavad Gita? He has accepted. Then why the Shankaras will not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality?
Those
tactful question that Vedas and Puranas, now Shankaracharya accepted. If you are really follower of Shankaracharya, you accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality. No.
Krishna is only being different.
Don't say that, neither Lakri Maharaj.
Worship Vishnu. They worship Vishnu.
They worship Vishnu, but their prime divinity is Shankara. Their prime divinity. Deity is Shankara and not.
They worship five murtis. So, they give equivalent because Shiva is also not ultimate. Shankaracharya's thesis is ultimately the absolute truth is Nirakar. Not even Shiva. Therefore, either Shiva or Vishnu or Ganesh, the same thing. Same thing. They are not Shiva form. They worship Vishnu form. They worship Ganesh as it is recommended in that book. That difference is there. But we have to take which is correct. No. We have to take which is correct.
Who can take? You see, I have a little understanding.
You have to know which Acharya is correct.
Which Acharya? So is your conscience
also as important?
Acharya means one. Acharya is just like Vedabhyas.
Vedabhyas.
So that's the side. Now, then you must know what is God. Then God.
Why talk about the Acharya and why discuss this thing?
Why discuss not? Discussion must be there to understand.
There should be no digression.
No.
Or there should be no intolerance or compromise about others' views. What I mean is there should be no uncompromising regarding others' views. You see, we must have an attitude of tolerance.
What Vyasdev says, that is a describing
thing. What Vyasdev says, different acharyas are
interpretation. There is no interpretation.
How can you interpret? They can work with the history.
Where?
You see, even
acharya means not foolishly.
Foolishly.
Yeah.
But there should be rational outlook. Yes, I agree with you. There should be rational outlook about all these things. And then you see,
Vyasdev says that in his all writings, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva.
That is all right.
Yes. So, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam.
Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam.
Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam.
Shivoham Shivoham.
Shivoham is another thing.
No, that is also there, you see. You can't forget that thing. You see,
when required, first of all, if you see interpretation, when required, when you cannot understand.
But if you
understand, why should you interpret?
No, he has interpreted.
First of all, let us understand where interpretation is required.
When there is difficulty in understanding.
Yes.
No. I say
when there is difficulty in understanding.
Swamiji,
but when there is no difficulty in understanding, then why there is interpretation?
There is no interpretation.
By Krishna in the 11th chapter, where is the difficulty to understand? There is no need of interpretation. Now suppose Krishna says, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto
Madhyaya. Why is Acharya interpreted? Why is Acharya interpreted?
Real Acharya will not interpret.
But then all the
one who is false Acharya, he will interpret.
So Shankaracharya was not a false Acharya.
Shankaracharya.
He has interpreted Gita.
Shankaracharya.
He has got a big Bhashya of Gita.
Yes.
Ramanujacharya has a big Bhashya of Gita.
This is the real thing what the Vedas say. That even though after studying all and after you think that you are realized, go in Kenuknesh, agar tum gade
na wasting your time.
No, they are not wasting your time. Still, I must tell you, sir, that we are not wasting your time.
If you realize gade, then why do I waste time?
This is my interpretation. If you think
all of us speak about this,
I have not realized.
No.
I have not realized.
All right.
That's
if you realize yourself,
should stop discussing Bhagavad Gita because Bhagavad Gita begins.
Evam param.
Evam. That is the abusing.
No,
no, no. As the attack. And we have to accept.
Parvahanam Uchitaya, simply by worshipping Krishna, Manmana Bhava Madhbhakta, Madhyaji Namaste. You can worship everyone. There is no need of separately worshipping the five devatas. There is no need.
The Trikshatam, there at one place, Jagat, universe, Kritsnam, completely, Pravibhaktam, divided in, Anekadha, many kinds, Apasyat, could see, Deva Devasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarire, in the universal form, Pandava, Arjuna, Tada, at that time.
Translation.
At that time, Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many, many thousands.
So, although, now what is important? The many, many thousand universes divided into varieties or opulences, that is important. Or Krishna important?
Krishna is important.
Yes.
The whole thing was ekaunshena sito jagat.
That is being explained.
Shall I go further, sir?
Yes.
Tatasa vismaya vishto drashtaroma dhananjaya pranamya sirishadevam kutanjali abhashata. He got frightened.
Tata, thereafter, saw he vismaya vishta, being overwhelmed with wonder, drashtaroma, with his bodily hair standing on end due to this great ecstasy, Dhananjaya, Arjuna, Pranamya, offering obeisances, Shirasa, with the head, Devam, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kritanjali, with folded hands, Abhasta, began to say.
Translation.
Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna began to pray with folded hands, offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord.
I don't see that. Shall I bring further Arjuna watch?
Yes. Now, why he became frightened?
On seeing such a huge, unbelievable thing perhaps by ordinary human being, in one place of Krishna's great opulence. Right? In one place. No,
that's why he realizes insignificance of the Lord Krishna.
Yeah. Arjuna Vata. Paschami Devan Tavadeva Dehe Sarvan Satabhu Shadite Sangan Brahmanamisham Kamalasanastam Rusinta Sarvan Uranga Sadevya.
He's beginning from the three deities of creation. Brahma Vishnu Mahesh.
Bolo.
Arjuna Vacha, Arjuna said, Pashyami, I see, Devan, all the demigods, Tava, your, Deva, O Lord, Dehe, in the body, Sarvan, all, Tata, also, Bhuta, living entity, Vishesha, Sangan, specifically assembled, Brahmanam, Lord Brahma, Isham, Lord Shiva, Kamalas Asana Stam, sitting on the lotus flower, Rishim, great sages, Cha, also, Sarvan, all, Uragan, serpents, Cha, also, Divyan, divine.
Translation.
Arjuna said, my dear Lord Krishna, I see assembled together in your body all the demigods and various other living entities. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and many sages and divine serpents.
You are understanding all this? You have got any question? You can ask. All right, go
on. Aneka, many.
Because one. There is no Aneka. That is answer. In one, Aneka. That is.
Eko asmi bahuswamiti.
Aneka in one.
Aneka in
one. Yes. But because there is aneka, therefore, because there is one, therefore no consideration of the aneka. That is not intelligible. Aneka in one.
That is dual possession.
Bahu, arms.
Aneka, that is in one. Therefore, this aneka is not different from the one. But this aneka does not mean that one.
With bahu, arms, udara, bellies, vaktra, mouth, netram, eyes, pashyami, I see, tvam, unto you, sarvata, from all sides, ananta rupam, unlimited form, na antam, there is no end, na madhyam, there is no middle, na puna, nor again, tava, your, adim, beginning, pashyami, I see, Vishveshvara, O Lord of the universe, Vishvarupa, in the form of the universe.
Although he saw Aneka in Krishna, still he is seeing Krishna there. That is real vision.
O Lord of the universe, I see in your universal body many, many forms, belly, mouths, eyes, expanded without limit. There is no end, there is no beginning, and there is no middle to all this.
Crude example can we give? Just like a man, maybe director of this company, and trust of that company, and so many ways he is working. But his wife is seeing that he is her husband, that's all. He does not see anything. Although he is working in aneka rupam. This is a crude example. He has his eyes to see, here is my beloved husband, that's all. Just like Yashoda Mai. Yashoda Mai saw that all the universes within the mouth. He asked, he ordered Krishna, I want to see whether you have eaten dirt. Open your mouth. Krishna opened the mouth, and not only dirt, but all the universes. So she saw, but she did not believe that Krishna can have all these universes.
Because he was
her son. She said, all right, that's all right, don't do it again. She did not take care of the universes. Although Krishna showed him all the universes within mouth, she was concerned with Krishna, that's all.
Kirtinam, with helmet. Gadinam, with maces. Chakrinam, with discs. Cha, and. Tejo Rashim, effulgent. Sarvata, all sides. Diptimantam, glowing, pasyami, I see, kvam, you, durnirkshyam, difficult to see, samantai, spreading, dipta anala.
Glowings are there. He cannot see in the sun. All the glowings are there. It's difficult.
What? Durnirkshyam, difficult to see, samantai, spreading, dipta anala, blazing fire, arka, sun, dutim, sunshine, aprameyam, immeasurable. Translation. Your form, adorned with various crowns, clubs, and discs, is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence, which is fiery and immeasurable like the sun. Tvam, you, aksharam, inexhaustible. Paramam, supreme. Veditavyam, to be understood. Tvam, you, asya, of this, vishvasya, of the universe, param, supreme, nidhana, basis, tvam, you are, avyaya, inexhaustible, sasvata dharma gopta, maintainer of the eternal religion, sanatana, eternal, tvam, you, purusha, supreme personality, mata me, is my opinion. Translation. You are the supreme primal objective. You are the best in all the universes. You are inexhaustible and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of religion, the eternal personality of Godhead.
It is the language. The same thing, the supremacy of Krishna is being repeatedly stressed in so many ways. And still, by reading Bhagavad Gita, they do not accept the supremacy of Krishna.
Shall I go further, sir?
Yes.
Anadi madhyantam ananta viryam ananta bahum sasisurya netram. Pashyami Tvam Dipta Hutasya Vaktram Svatejasarishvam Idam Tapantam.
Anadi, without beginning, Madhya, without middle, Antam, without end, Ananta, unlimited, Viryam, glorious, Ananta, unlimited, Bahum, arms, Shashi, moon, Surya, sun, Netram, eye.
One question may be raised, that after reading all the details of Bhagavad Gita, if somebody said, there is no Krishna, what kind of
inter- fool.
So, see, and these fools and rascals are going on as big men. What kind of Bhagavad Gita he has read that he says that there is no Krishna, there is no battlefield of Kurukshetra. And that is our challenge. So why do you say like that, Mr. Shah? Why do they say like that?
They are ignorant people.
Huh?
They are Shushka Vedantis.
No, they are rascals. Simply rascals, not Shushka Vedantis. Vedanti, his father is also not Vedanti. They do not know what is Vedanti. Simply rascals. And that is our propaganda. Why you accept these rascals as leader?
This
is
a question.
What is that?
Vasna is described in Upanishads.
Yeah.
He was existed.
Yeah.
Then how can they say
that? And still they say there was no Krishna. That is the most regrettable incident. That these people, they do not know what is Bhagavad Gita.
That's right.
And still they pose themselves as the knower of Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
That should be protested now. That is our mission.
No,
you cannot. Study one line, that is sufficient. It does not mean to go like a storm and do not understand.
We don't go like a storm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Go, let us go slower here.
Pashyami, I see. From you, Dipta, blazing. Utasa Vaktram, fire coming out of your mouth. Svatejasa, by your Vishvam, this universe, Idam, this, Tapantam, heating. Translation. You are the origin without beginning, middle, or end. You have numberless arms, and the sun and the moon are among your great unlimited eyes. By your own radiance, you are heating this entire universe.
Krishna said that Prabhasmi Shashi Surya, that being exhibited by Krishna. Not only Krishna said, but he exhibited.
Yava prithviyo ho idamantaram hi vyaptam tva eke nidisasya sarva. Drashtva adbutam rupam ugram tav idam lokastrayam pravithitam mahatman.
Yau, in outer space, aprithivyo, of the earth, idam, this, antaram, in between, he, certainly, vyaptam, pervaded, dvaya, by you, ekana, by one, disha, directions, cha, and, sarva, all, dristva, by seeing, adbhutam, wonderful, rupam, form, ugram, terrible, tava, your, idam, this, loka, planetary system, trayam, three, pravyatitam, perturbed, mahatman, O great one. Translation. Although you are one, you are spread throughout the sky and the planets and all space between. O great one, as I behold this terrible form, I see that all the planetary systems are perplexed.
Devotee, that is a terrible form. Therefore, they do not worship the terrible form. They worship
Chaturbhuj,
original Vibhuj. Yes. Jibhuj, Murulidhar, Samasandha, Veenun Kannantang Aravinda Dalayatatra, Varahavatang Samasitam, Buddha Sundar. Veenun Kannantang Aravinda Dalayatatra, Varahavatang, Varan is peacock feather. We are describing Vedic literature. These rascals say there is imagination. They have imagined See, Mahavadi says they have imagined a form of God, Sri Krishna, to pick up feathers with Murli. But that's not the fact. The fact is there in the Vedic literature. So, Krishna has got this universal form. But the devotees are not interested with this universal form. But they know that Krishna has a universal form.
Ami hitvam sura sangha vishanti kechit dita tanjalayo gruhanti swasti iti uktva maharshi siddha sangha tunvanti tvam suti bih poshkalat.
Ami, although he certainly tvam unto you sura sangha groups of demigods vishanti entering kechit some of them bhita out of fear tanjalya with folded hands Rinanti, offering prayers unto Svasti, all peace. Iti, thus, Ukva, speaking like that, Maharshi, great sages, Siddha Sangha, perfect sages, Stuvanti, singing hymns, Tvam, unto you, Stuti Bhi, with prayers, Pushkalabhi, Vedic hymns. Translation. All the demigods are surrendering and entering into you. They are very much afraid, and with folded hands they are singing the Vedic hymn.
The demigods, they have to offer prayers to the Lord. Instead of how they can be worshipped on the equal level of God. How they can be worshipped on the... That is forbidden. Hare Krishna. Jastu Narayanam Devam, Brahma Rudradi Devati, Samatena Bhikheta, Sapasandi Bhavadru. Narayana Devam, the Supreme Personality of Narayana, if one makes him on the equal position with such big, big demigods like Brahma Rudra, so immediately he becomes a Pasandi. And now they are comparing with the Daridra. You see?
Now again we are going there. Shall I read again?
No, this is a fact you must understand. You do not know, you must know it. You must know it. Narayana cannot be compared with Brahma Rudra, and these rascals are comparing with Daridra. You see, how much rascals there are. Yes? Here the... All the devas. Why your anxious to
No, because I
am anxious to understand first of all.
I have understood.
Yes, you do not understand. That is the... You fight with this. Therefore, I am reading this.
I have to fight again for it.
We are speaking on Bhagavad Gita, not your imaginary words. That is our point. How these rascals compare with ordinary poor man with Narayana?
That is wrong.
That's
right. I say so, but immediately I understood, but still you want me to understand more and more.
No.
So it is not possible to understand.
Then if you immediately understand, then immediately forget also.
No, I don't forget.
Yes.
No, I don't forget.
Then immediately understanding means immediately forget.
It's not possible for me. I understand immediately, never forget. For all it may not be. Shall I read further, sir?
Yes.
Rudra Aditya Vasavoyecha Sadhya Vishveshvinav Marutas Usmapasya Gandharva Yaksha Surasiddha Sangha Vikshate Tvam Vishnita.
He is describing who are offering prayers. All the big, big demigods. Surasangha. They are respectfully offering. And they cannot be equal. The Mahavadi says all the demigods, you chant Hare Krishna or Kali Krishna or Durga Krishna. This is all this.
Or Daridra
Narayan. Or Daridra
Narayan.
Rudra, manifestations of Lord Shiva. Aditya, the Adityas. Vasava, the Vasus. Yea, all those. Cha, and. Sadhya, the Sadhyas. Vishve, the Vishvadevas.
Clearly describe what is God. What is the distinction between God and other demigod, living entity? Everything is clearly explained. So, you can talk all nonsense without Bhagavad Gita. That is another chapter. But, if you claim that we read Bhagavad Gita, you cannot say like that. That is our propaganda. If you actually have read Bhagavad Gita, then you cannot say all this nonsense. He says, as soon as this parampara is lost, the Bhagavad Gita was lost. Nashta, it is said, Nashta. Therefore, I am taking you again as parampara. You see, if you do not accept...
What you say, I mean, this is one of the way of saying things.
No, you see,
is so multifarious. Yeah. And so multiple energies you have got, that only ekasmin,
here it is said in the fourth... This is
is 12th chapter. Yeah. I am reading the common features of all the sadhus. Advesta, sarabhutana, maitra karuna, evacha, nirmamo, nirahankara, nirahankara, vimashavnu, ahankara, samadukhaskarchami, santusha.
No, that is ahankar. That I have got my own interpretation.
But you say your own interpretation also. There is also ahankar, sir.
No. I am taking the interpretation of Krishna.
He must be also taking interpretation.
No.
I with all my due respect to sir, well, we must have some sort of forbearance for others' views. I am very sorry.
Because if we have got to preach, we cannot make any compromise.
Preach, that way we have no objection.
Yes.
But we should also respect somebody else's.
No, we have got all respect, but not unnecessary respect.
But even unnecessary respect, sometimes you unnecessarily go beyond. According to the...
We have respect.
This is
a thief should be called a thief. That is true.
You are the magistrate and you are the judge and you are the...
No, I am not judge. I am talking on the basis of Bhagavad Gita.
That's right.
Navang duskitana muha prabodhante naradham. One who is a naradham, he does not surrender to Krishna.
All Brahman.
So this is judgment.
All Brahman.
As soon as we see that one is not surrendered to Krishna, we accept naradham. That's all.
Krishna is only not...
Whatever he may be.
One name. There are all the names of God.
No. That is Mayavad.
That is wrong. Then we disbelieve.
Yes. No, Krishna is not
names of God are Krishna's names. That is what we are taught from your birth.
Then why you chant Hare Krishna? You can chant
because
any
name. Because Krishna's name.
No. You
and
chant any
Bhagwan,
name.
Bhagwan.
You chant any name. No, you chant any name.
Why? No, but we want to chant Krishna's name. That's all. That is up to us.
That is contradictory. You said sometimes you say that we are Krishna has got many names.
If I say Christ, it is also goes to Krishna.
But do you think all the medicines are equal?
Yes. There are some potent medicines that all are equal. And that is Krishna and that is Christ and that is Bhagwan and that is Vishnu and that is Rama. The same medicine with multiple names. Okay?
But are you giving same disease?
All the diseases.
Why don't you? Because
this is supra natural. This is not ordinary medicine. This is not the medicine of earthly things. This is the medicine of super things. That is why one name all. What do you want to say in this interpretation? Because we are not dealing with earthly. We are dealing with the spiritual things. And
thing, but you cannot prescribe one medicine for everyone.
But that is in this earth, in this Maya. But beyond Maya, you can prescribe one medicine for all. That is Krishna's medicine.
Duskitana muha naradhama, these words. Duskitana muha prabodhante naradhama.
Right, but we are presenting him.
We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, that's all. That is our business. It may be palatable or not palatable. It doesn't matter. We have to place as it is. That criterion is there, that
whether he has come from a lowest...
Realization is this, that anyone who has not surrendered to Krishna, he must be one of these. Duskitana muha naradhama, maya, puritagya.
How can you say people have not...
Because Krishna says, we are fool rascals. We simply repeat Krishna's word, that's all. Bhagavad Gita, then we have to accept that.
Bhagavad Gita is not the... I mean, Bhagavad Gita are the secondary literature. Why not? Why? Have I no right to read? Why this is...
You can have right to misinterpret. No, we are not going to...
It all depends upon my own intelligence.
He says that if you don't surrender me, then you are a mura.
How can
you say
we are not...
He says that.
Without that.
He says that.
No, that is not... I mean, you are too harsh.
Why harsh?
No.
I am quoting Bhagavad Gita.
But I am also quoting the Bhagavad Gita mura, and the Shastras. Not in Bhagavad Gita, the final Shastras are the Vedas.
And but then don't accept Bhagavad Gita.
We are accepting because it is the Sarva Gava.
And then don't accept the words. You accept Bhagavad Gita.
How can you don't accept? Well,
here it is clearly said that anyone who is not surrendered to me, he is a miscreant, rascal, mura, everything. That is the test.
What do you mean by surrendering? Surrendering to his will. You surrender to my will and fight, and my boy, I have already killed them. That is what we read in the 11th. In that, surrender to his will, God's will. That is surrender. Murti ke samne padne se surrender hota hai. Aap kya bolte ho?
Krishna says, Manmala bhavamad bhakto madhyajimana namaskuru.
Mam means?
Mam means, again, mam means,
Ma means beam. Krishna, who is representing within you as your Atma.
Yes,
he is outer Krishna. Real Krishna is the Guru, not even the Murti. Archa Puja.
That is your interpretation.
That is my interpretation, all intelligence of the world. And if you say no, well, I am prepared to own it. It's not right, sir, to be harsh on intelligence, sir. I mean, I'm very sorry.
What is intelligence? Mura?
Intelligence is given by God. And if you are Mura, then
if one is a Mura, where is intelligence? Why shall I give him the credit of intelligence? He's a Mura. One who does not surrender to Krishna, he's a Mura. Number one. There is no intelligence. One who has not surrendered to Krishna, he has no intelligence.